Yerushalmi Demai Kotfeling to Bavli Zochim Daf Kufhei. We begin in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the Perek Halakech Peiros on Daf Tezayin and Mabes at the Mishnah. Halakech Peiros Mimisha Einu Neeman Alamasus, Beshachach Laasom, Shore Beshabbos Voichel Apiv, Hashechem Matze Shabbos Leyoichel Ad Sheyase. The Mishnah says one who buys produce from one who's not trusted from Asus and he forgot to tithe them, he may ask the seller on Shabbos and eat according to his answer, but once Shabbos ends, he may not eat unless he tithes. Tumas Maase Shel Demai Shechazel Mekayma Reb Shimon Hashazui Oime Af Bachol Sharle Va'Eichel Al Piv. If Tumas Maase that was separated from Demai became mixed into the original pile, so there's no way to be able to eat it now, Reb Shimon Hashazui says that even during the week he may ask the seller if it was tithed and can rely on him to eat it. And the Gemara says Chavai B'Shem Reb Yochanan Mipnei Kvod Shabbos Atiru. Chavai quoting Reb Yochanan says that the explanation is they are permitted to trust the seller on Shabbos in honor of Shabbos. The question is, since he isn't trusted, why even ask him? The answer is by asking him, it gives a pretext to allow it. Rabbi Chanina, Emes Shabbos Alav, Vu Oime Emes. Rabbi quoting Rabbi Chanina says that the fear of Shabbos is upon the seller, and therefore he will tell the truth. If the question is, if he told the truth, why does the Mishnah teach us that after Shabbos he must tithe to eat? The answer is because of the one person who doesn't have fear of Shabbos on him, we can't rely on his word after Shabbos. Tani Sharli Bechol Leyecha B'Shabbos. Advice the teachers, if he asked him on a weekday, he may not eat it on Shabbos. Madama Amos Shabbos Alav Nicha. Madama Mipnei Chvoy Shabbos. Afilu Sharli Bechol Leyecha B'Shabbos. The question is, according to the opinion that the fear of Shabbos is upon him, it's fine, but according to the opinion that it's in honor of Shabbos, then even if he asked him during the week, he should be able to eat them on Shabbos. The answer is permission was only given if it was unintentionally left, as the Mishnah taught, if he forgot to tie them. He may only eat from the fruits if he didn't stipulate before Shabbos that if he forgets to tithe, they should be tithed from then. But if he did, he can eat them based on that stipulation. The question is, could a person eat based on another's question? What would be the case? If two people bought from the seller at the same time, and one of them asked about the nature of the produce, the second person cannot eat until he tithes, or he himself asks the seller, as I say, that perhaps the seller tithes this one's, but not that one's. Lokach mimenu adam echad, shtei kalkoloiska achas, shal achas mehen,
if one person bought two baskets at the same time and he asked about one, he may not eat from the other until he tithes or asks about it, as I say that he tithed the first basket but not the second one. Now the Mishnah taught Chashcha Matzeh Shabbos Matzeh Mizeh Al Zeh, but once Shabbos ends it says he may not eat until he tithes one for the other. Now the question is, according to the one who said it's in honor of Shabbos, it's fine because he was never believed that it was already tithed anyway. But according to the one who said that the fear of Shabbos is upon him and he'll truthfully say that the first basket was tithed, how could he tithe one for the other since he's separating from that which is exempt for that which is obligated? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. The Mishnah only permitted him to eat based on the seller's words when he doesn't have other tithe produce of the same sort. But if he does, despite this, since the person desires to eat what is forbidden to him in honor of Shabbos, he's permitted to eat it.